All right, let's just do a little of your andalad. So what's the question? So the question is, what's the hachana of the beta that was born on Shabbos eating it on Yom Tov? Yeah, so Tosfos has two answers, right? So his first answer is that there is some hachana when it's born on Shabbos, when it's laid on Shabbos. Right? Because the hachana, the leida itself is some form of a hachana. And what's the second answer? The second answer is the more complex answer. That if it wouldn't have been born today, but it would have been born, if it wouldn't have been born yesterday, but it would have been born today, it would have been usher. So the fact that it was born yesterday saved it from having been born today, which makes it mutter, which turns out that having been born yesterday was a hachana for today. Yeah, so what's the difference between the two answers? What's the two answers? So the first answer is saying that what? What does it mean that there's some hachana? What does that mean that there's some sort of hachana? Question is, do you say that there's a qualitative maisa in the hachana itself, in the availability of the thing? Because even though the Gemara says it was nigmara yesterday, meaning to say it was fully formed, like the Ran says, yesterday it became a fully formed beria chadasha, a separate entity of beitza. Whether it's still considered an aver of the aim or not, that's a separate question. But it has a distinct identity from the day before. But do you say that that's one gemar, that's one hachana, creating it? But then the leida itself is also some sort of a hachana, making it available. There's a qualitative change in its availability. So if that were the case, then what? Then you can say, but it seems to me the first answer has to be coupled with the Isser on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, whatever it is. Since there was a hachana, since the leida is some sort of a qualitative process of creation, of availability, but its availability is not for today, but it's only for tomorrow because the Yisud Rabbanon, then that takes the form of hachana. Because the form of hachana, the general template of hachana, is a qualitative maisa of production now that's not usable until later. Right? Because if it was Nolda Hayom on Shabbos, and there was no Isid Rabbanan of eating it on Shabbos, you could eat it raw, you could drink it. So then it's just, it's for today. Tosfos doesn't hold like Rashi, that we hold, most Rishonim hold the Shabbos is Mechina L'atzma. So it's a good Maisa for today, right? So why can't I use it tomorrow? You don't say it was mechin for tomorrow, it was mechin for today. So I have leftovers from today. That doesn't make it a chana for tomorrow. That's what the Rashba says openly. You can't say if someone's been vashel on Yom Tov that he can't eat it on Shabbos. Right? Even though it came to be. The Isser is not coming to be on Yom Tov that prevents you from eating it on Shabbos. The Isser is coming to be on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's only... It only has that tsura when the quality emerges today, but it's like it locked away for tomorrow's use. So you're only going to get that with the combination of a maisa hachana, but he's looking for a maisa hachana. So if the leida is like a hachana and you can't use it today, then you'll have it'll be like hachana derabba. The mustar is only derabbanan. That gets into a separate question. Can you say that the rabbanan situation can create a deraisa issa? That's a separate kind of a question. But anyway, what's the second answer?
Is the first answer like the Rashba?
The Rashba's not clear. The Rashba's not clear. He's saying it's like a separate Xavier Midrabanan, that it's similar. He's saying that what? What does he say? He said, if there goes there, if there's an Isser of Hachana Deraba Midaraisa, when it's Nolda on a Yom Tov after Shabbos, then this should certainly be a Xera. Then there should certainly be a Xera over here. What's the lashon of the Rashba?
I thought you were saying that is
no, they should be. It sounds like the first answer. No, yeah. I mean they should be gozer on if there's an issa deraisa on a real hachana, there should be an issa derabanan on this similar hachana, right? Right. That's true. It's like the Rashba. What's Tosa's second answer? Kevan dim nolda biyom tov, reizu asura. this is saying even without the idea of achana. I'm sorry, even without the idea of saying the leida is achana. That's a second answer, trying to work it out. Can you say there's some sort of achana de rabba even without calling the leida a qualitatively new thing? So how to work it out? You'll say like this. Since if it would have been born on Yom Tov after Shabbos, it would have been Asura. If we're going to say that if it's born on Shabbos, it's Muteres, then because of that Leda, that's the funny line, Bishvil Osa Leda the Shabbos. So in other words, I say to myself, why can I eat this egg on Yom Tov? Why? Because of its Leda on Shabbos. Im Kain, Havi Shabbos Mechin Yom Tov. It's a tough achana. It's a tough achana idea. So according to the Ran, it's essential that you can't eat it on the first day, right? Ran saying it's essential that since on the day it was born, you can't eat it, then it becomes like achana for the next day. Question is the Rashba also, is the Rashba and the first answer in Tosfos also agreeing that it has to do with the fact that it's that it was a maisa that was done that was not usable until tomorrow, or just stam gzera, some other gzera, that even though it seems difficult for me to, I mean it's difficult for me to see that without the isser of eating it on the first day, there's no shaychas tachan at all. It's not shaychas tachan.
They're regarding leida as a chana.
Yeah, but it's not. No, it's, look, the point is like this. What is the Isser of Hachana? The Isser of Hachana is a Maisa whose definition is making one day of Kedusha serve another day of Kedusha. That's the Isser of Hachana. But if one day of Kedusha is serving itself, there's no reason why the next day of Kedusha can't use it. So once it's Mutter on the day it's born, I just don't see how. I don't see how you're gonna have any achana though. Well, we'll have to think about the Rashba a little more. Because he does sound like he doesn't. He never mentions that point. He never mentions the point that it's usher on the day that it's born. He just mentions the fact that it's mutter on that day in the Daraisa framework. It's impossible to say this is Daraisa. But in terms of this is the Rabbanon. Why doesn't he just say, since it's also Midrash Rabbanan, why doesn't he just say, express himself like the Ran? It's not clear to me. According to the second answer of Tosos, it's not a replication of the Hachana of the Daraisa. First answer is it's like a Drabbanan form of Hachana. But Hachana has a very strict formulation. Hachana means that something is created, it's nigmar, there has to be some sort of a gemar whose utility is for the next day. Because it has to be that this day of Kedusha produced tomorrow's Cheftza. If it produced today's Cheftza, then there's nothing to talk about. It has to be there's a production involved, some sort of a gemar, and the objective of the product is tomorrow. Otherwise, you have nothing to talk about. The second answer is saying it's not a formulation of a production today for tomorrow. It's just, it turns out that lemaisa, if the leida would have happened today, it would have created an iser. So the leida of yesterday, to me today, is necessary. I needed yesterday's leida for me to enjoy the egg today. So once I needed yesterday's leida for me to enjoy the egg today, so then it comes out that to me the maisa of leida on Shabbos is what's responsible for my heter. In other words, according to the second answer in Tosfos, it's only, let's put it this way, they're approaching it from opposite ends. Okay, the first answer, the way I'm learning it, the first answer is dependent on the Isser the day before. Second answer is dependent on the Isser today. Why is it Hachana? Because To me, in my mind, I look at the egg and I say, thank goodness it was born on Shabbos. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to eat it. So that itself, to me, is making in terms of the Gavra, Shabbos becomes the responsible. It's accidental, but in terms of the Gavra, the Achila Hayom is totally on a certain event that occurred yesterday, on the necessity of an event that occurred yesterday. It seems very far-fetched to me. I don't really understand it. I have to think about it a little more.
Mrs.?
Yeah.
Okay.